On the same day, another homily on the Day of Holy Illumination by St. John Chrysostom. Beloved, I wish to celebrate and exalt, for the holy day of illumination is both the portal of jubilation and the seal of feasts. It is the culmination of the appearance of the Ancient of Days in the cave in Bethlehem, for the suckling who lay in the manger now releases the streams of Jordan in which he is baptized with sinners. By touching his immaculate members, Jordan's waters have gained power to remit the whole world's iniquities. Coming forth from the womb of the most pure Virgin, Christ appeared as a babe among babes, as man among men, as a son to his mother, and as a king to the Magi. He manifested himself as the Good Shepherd, who giveth his life for the sheep, in the words of divine Scripture. Today the same Jesus has appeared on the river bank to cleanse publicans and sinners. Astonished by the unprecedented occurrence, the divine Paul cries, "The grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." Everything existent is brightly illumined, beginning with heaven, whence sounds the voice of the Father. The sky is hallowed by the descent of the Spirit, the nature of water is sanctified, and calls men to wash their souls and bodies. The whole of creation makes merry, except for the devil, who knows that the font is his destruction. How does the Gospel describe the events we celebrate today? "Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John, to be baptized of him," it says. "But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me?" What means this, that the master stands before the servant? Who ever saw a king bowing his head before his soldier? Who ever witnessed a shepherd asking a sheep to trace out a path? Who ever beheld the ruler of the contest await crowning by one of the athletes? Rightly does John protest, "I have need to be baptized of thee. Grant me, O Master," he exclaims, "the baptism thou dost grant the whole world. I have need to be baptized of thee, for I bear the yoke of ancestral sin, and am poisoned by the serpent's venom. I need to be washed of the defilement of the ancient transgression. But why dost thou ask cleansing? The prophet of old said of thee, he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. How is it that thou, the deliverer, seekest purification? By custom he who is to be baptized confesseth his sins, but thou art utterly blameless. What hast thou to confess? Why dost thou demand that which I know not how to give? I am not so presumptuous as to attempt what lieth beyond my power. I am at a loss how to illuminate the sun of righteousness. Night knoweth not how to shed rays of light upon day. Gold cannot be made whiter than tin. Clay is not used to clean a pot. The sea dependeth not upon a spring. A river is not filled by a drop. Purity hath no need of purging by foulness. A judge is not commonly set at liberty by the condemned. I have need to be baptized of thee. A corpse doth not resurrect the living. The ill do not heal physicians. I know well the infirmity of my nature. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his Lord. Cherubim approach me not in fear. Seraphim neither bow down before me, nor chant to me the thrice holy hymn. Heaven is not my throne. A star did not announce me to the Magi. No voice beareth witness to me from a cloud. Moses, thy favorite, was scarcely able to endure the sight of thy back parts. How shall I dare to touch the most pure crown of thy head? Why dost thou demand what is beyond my power? I have no hand capable of baptizing God. Rather, I have need to be baptized of thee. My mother was well stricken in years when she bore me, for nature cannot gainsay thee. While in the womb, I was unable to speak, so I borrowed my mother's lips. Now I bless thee myself, O thou who didst make an ark of the Virgin, and take up thy dwelling therein. I am not blind like the Jews. I know that thou I know that though thou hast assumed the form of a servant to heal mankind, thou art the master. I know that thou hast come to serve us. I know that thou art the stone cut from the mountain, not by the hand of man. I know that whoever hopeth in thee will never be put to shame. I am not confused by thy self-abasement, for my spirit knoweth the majesty of thy divinity. I am mortal, thou art immortal. I was born of a barren woman, thou wast born of a virgin. I was born before thee, but thou art greater. I preach first, but am not fit to baptize thee. I know that thou art the axe laid unto the root of the fruitless trees of the Jewish corpse. I beheld the sickle ready to cut down the passions and proclaim that streams of healing are about to pour forth everywhere. The Jews will witness thy miracles throughout their land. Thou wilt cleanse lepers by a word. The fringe of thy garment will staunch a flow of blood. By thy command a paralytic will walk. Thou wilt cast a crumb from the table of thy marvels to the daughter of a woman of Canaan, healing her. Thou wilt open the eyes of a blind man with clay made of spittle. How is it that thou requirest me to lay my hand upon thee? I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? Thou touchest the mountains, and they smoke. They walkest upon water as though it were dry land. Many times have I declared, there cometh one mightier than I after me, the latchet of whose shoes I am not worthy to stoop down and unloose. I can only trust in thine ineffable kindness and hope in thy love for mankind, knowing that thou wilt permit a harlot to wash thy feet with her hair and touch thy most pure head. And how does the Lord answer, John? Suffer it to be so for now. He says, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Serve as voice for the word, act as servant on behalf of the master, as soldier for the king, as clay for the potter. Take courage and baptize me, for I shall save the world. I shall surrender myself to death to restore human nature to life. Despite my command, you hesitate to touch me, but shortly the Jews will lay shameless hands on me, delivering me to death. Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us. In my love for mankind, I resolve before the ages to save the human race. For man's sake I became man. How then can it so amaze you that I come as the Son of Man to be baptized? I come because I care for the work of my hands. I am not ashamed of the earth-born nature I have assumed. Putting on what was not mine, I remain the same in my divinity as before the ages. Suffer it to be so now, because I have come to expel the enemy of the human race, who was cast down from heaven, prescribed on earth, and has his retreat in the waters. It was about me that the prophet said, thou didst break the heads of the dragons in the water. Suffer it to be so now, since the foe prepares to beguile me as man, and I wish to undergo temptation, that I may demonstrate his impotence and rebuke him, saying, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. O new wonder, O ineffable condescension! Christ contends, and I am crowned. He wrestles with the devil, and I am triumphant. He crushes the head of the dragon in the water, and a wreath of victory is placed upon my head. He is baptized, and I am cleaned. The Holy Spirit descends on him, and my sins are remitted. The Father declares that he is the beloved Son, and I become a child of God for his sake. Heaven opens for him, and I enter. The kingdom is revealed, and I inherit it. The Father speaks to him, and I am called. He is approved, and I am no longer cast out. For all this I glorify the Father, whose voice was heard from on high, the Son baptized below, and the Holy Spirit, come down in the form of a dove, the one God in Trinity, to whom be all worship forever. Amen.